Guys, it's Damien from Marketing Food Online, and in this video, I'm going to cover what information goes on your food product sell sheet. If you've never heard of a sell sheet, I'm going to cover exactly what that is in this video and what information needs to go on it in order for you to get your food product into a retail store. Hey guys, it's Damien from Marketing Food Online. So in this video, as I mentioned in the introduction, I'm going to cover 10 items that you need to have in your sell sheet for your food product. And what a sell sheet is it's going to be the document, it's going to be the sheet of paper that's going to have all of the information about your food product. It's going to have images of the product. It's going to have maybe even customer testimonies if you have it. How is it purchased? Is it go through like a wholesale distributor? Do you deliver it yourself? How is it packed? How is it priced? All of that information is normally what is consisting of a sell sheet. And they're super, super important, and they can kind of either make or break whether or not a buyer is going to buy your product and bring it into the store. So there's two different ways that this can actually happen. And the first way is that if you actually go to a store and it's not a national chain, it's just something that's owned locally, maybe they've only got three or four locations or even half a dozen locations. A national chain uses corporate buyers. A local chain or a local business, you normally uses either the owner, the manager that's on duty, or even potentially a buyer at the store level that you can meet with, introduce yourself, bring a sample of your product, and also a sell sheet, okay? So what I would recommend to do it step by step is, number one, you want to go to the store and ask them, hey, how are new products brought into your store? My name is Damien, and I have a chocolate bar, and I make it locally, and I want to know if there's a way that I can present this product to you guys. Who would I speak to? Is it a store manager? Is it a phone number that I need to contact? Number one, you need to find out who's in charge of the buying, okay? Number two, you need to make contact. You need to follow up with that specific person, not the first person that you met, because if they are not the buyer, then you need to make the effort and either pick up the phone, or if they say, you know what, our main office where we do our buying is down the street, you know, 123 Main Street, and I'll give you the address. So you can go and speak directly to the buyer, introduce yourself. What I would highly recommend you do is that even on that first occasion, once you've secured an opportunity to actually physically in person meet the person that's in charge, if it's a store manager or if it's a buyer, meet them in person and then bring a sample of your completed product, okay, as well as your sell sheet. Now, I'm going to get into the sell sheet in 2 seconds, but when you bring the product, make sure that it is shelf ready. You need to bring a finalized product because that first impression of how the product looks is going to make a big impact on whether or not they may either give you a thumbs up or just tell you to take a hike, okay? And that would consist of all of the nutritional labeling. That's going to consist of your barcode. That's going to consist of a retail ready package. So if they were to buy it from you that day, they can set it on the shelf and they're done, okay? So make sure you have that in place, and make sure you have that available as you go and you present that to a buyer, okay? So now, what's on a sell sheet? To break it down, and let me show you really quick, it is literally, this is not a sell sheet, this is just a piece of paper, but it is literally a piece of paper. And in this magical piece of paper, you need to convey the following. Number one, the most important part on that sheet, and by the way, I will actually put near the end of this video, I will post a couple of examples of sell sheets for food products, and you'll see them pop up right about here. And I'll do that right near the end of the video, okay? So number one, the contact information. You need to have contact information. Obviously, that's kind of a no-brainer. That's kind of common sense. If it's you, if you yourself are the one making it and you're the contact person, then you need to have your information. If you have an email, if you have a website, you have a phone number, even an address, all of that information needs to be on the contact sheet, okay? Obviously, for reasons of if they're interested, they got to have a contact. Now, if you're making it, and let's say you and your cousin, or maybe you and a partner or somebody else is in charge of the of the selling or the contact for the buyers. Don't put your information. You obviously want to put the person that you have at your company that's in charge of selling and making contact directly to them, okay? So make sure that that is the person that that buyer needs to contact. So now the next thing you got to have in it, of course, this is kind of another no-brainer, is a picture. You need to have a really good quality image of your food product. And again, not just images of the product outside of the packaging. It really just needs to be the packaging, the front and the back, okay? The front and the back, that's my hand gesture for the front and the back. So you need to have those two pictures on there. You need to have a really good image of it. And if you're not good at taking images, believe it or not, you can even hire yourself a professional photographer. You want to kind of schedule a session with a really good photographer. Have them come in or you go to their facility, wherever it may be. Have them take really good images and then use those pictures for the front and the back. And those pictures are going to be really, really important because normally buyers, not in every case, but many of them that I've ever spoke to and done business with, they are not the only one that makes the final yes or no. It's not usually one person. They'll talk it over with some other associates or potentially even higher up, some people that even in companies, it may even be a CEO, maybe even the head of purchasing. A lot of buyers are actually, they work underneath a head purchasing department guy. It may be something to that effect. So it's not necessarily that one individual who says yes or no, okay? So those images on the sell sheet are super important. Now, your product line. So let's say that you make a line of, and I always use this as an example, like seasoned nuts. So you have like mixed nuts, but maybe those mixed nuts come in like five different flavors. Always make sure that you convey a full list of the line of products because they may want to bring in, out of the five flavors, maybe they want to bring in two or three, maybe not necessarily all of them at once. So the more variety that you have, make sure that that presence that is known on the sell sheet is very, very important. And it also actually is just going to generate you more money because if you have the ability to make a variety of products, make sure you do it, okay? Because that way you just have more to offer a retail store and they have more to offer their customers, okay? All right, so next up, customer testimonials. So if you have customer testimonials, maybe you did a local event. Maybe you're doing fairs or festivals or something to that effect, or even farmers markets, and you have some feedback from customers, write it down, make a note of it. It's not as if you're making it up. It's actually testimonials from customers who have enjoyed the product. Put a couple of them on there, okay? Let people know that you've obviously been in business, you've sold it. This is not your first time out. You've done this before. Maybe you're about 6 months into it, or maybe you're 2 years or 3 years into your business, but you've done a lot of events. Make sure that you get customer testimonials. And those are going to be a big selling point because it just conjures up a positive vibe about your business that, you know what, your product has been out there, you've already sold it, and you've got a lot of people who've enjoyed it. So the buyer's probably thinking, wow, you know what, this is not the first time that they've obviously presented it. They've been in business. They've got really good feedback from customers. This might be a product we want to try. So make sure that customer testimonials are something that you put in. You don't have to put like 10, 12, or 15 of them. Just put a couple of them. You don't want to overdo it. And again, near the end of the video, I'll pop one up right here, and I'll give you a couple examples, and you can pause the video and take a look at some of them, how they look. So next up, the list of distributors. Now, if you are just starting out, you may not necessarily have a list of distributors, and that's okay, because maybe you're going to make the product in small batches, bring it to the specific locations, maybe it's three or four stores, and you're going to give it to them, and they'll distribute it to the stores as they see fit. That's okay, perfectly fine. But if you are working with distributors, let them know, hey, you know what, ABC Distributing is distributes our products. So if you want to place an order, you don't really place an order with us. You can place an order with the distributor, and it's ABC Distributor. They're on Main Street, you know, blah, 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 whatever it may be. But if you are working with another company to handle the logistics, the movement of your product, and you're not the one doing it, make sure that you let them know about that, okay? Next up, you want to also add in there the ordering details. And this is very, very important. Okay, you need to spell this out specifically for the potential buyer. Okay, if you have a set way of making your product, getting it to your distributor, and then there's a set way that you have it in cases, maybe it's by flavor, is it 24 in a case? Is it 100 in a case? You have to spell that out for them and let them know. Do keep in mind though, this is something that I've experienced, is that when you are introduced to a new store, they're not going to give you a huge amount of shelf space because nobody knows your product, and they're not going to take the risk of bringing on five different flavors of nuts at 100 bags, you know, in a case. Don't go overboard with it. Keep it at a very low minimum, maybe in increments of 12 or 24, maybe 48, okay? And that's it. Because what's going to happen is that the buyer is going to say, well, if you won't, let's say you only offered it in 24 and 48, they're going to say, you know what, I like to order 12 right now. Let's just see how it goes. There's going to be a trial period, okay, where they're going to say, I'm going to bring in a handful and I'll see how it works. If it works out great, fantastic, we'll order more of it. So don't go trying to push on the buyer. You know what? You know, I have 48. I can't make them smaller than that. Be flexible with your packaging. They may want to order smaller increments at first and then increase it. Okay, that's always a good thing. So you want to just maintain some type of a low minimum. Don't overdo it and don't be pushy about it because they will not do business with you. There's plenty of products out there and they can tell you to just pretty much take a hike. Now, with that being said, this is something that's also very, very crucial. There is a lot of food products that are very similar, okay? So your food product coming into the storefront, and the buyer's thinking to themselves, well, we've already got mixed nuts, so what is it about your product that makes it so special? You need to include that on there. Make it a short, maybe three sentences. Don't get too carried away. You're not writing a book or a thesis. You just want to basically explain to them, well, we have it in these four flavors and nobody's making it in these four flavors. They're really unique and we do it in a larger bag. Maybe it's a different style of cooking or preparing it, whatever it may be. But explain to them, give them an idea, what is it that sets your product apart? Because on the store shelf, there's probably three or four other brands that are exactly like yours. So you want to make sure there's something unique about it. If it's organic or maybe it's gluten-free and it comes in flavors that are not out there, you know, maybe it's just whatever it may be. You want to express that to them, okay? So lastly, you want to also set up the pricing. You remember, it is going to be at a wholesale price because obviously the retailer is going to buy it and then resell it, and there has to be a margin for them. So keep that in mind. This is not a direct-to-customer price point, so you need to figure out how much your wholesale pricing is going to be. And again, the way you set up your case pack, the way that you package them, everything about the product is going to dictate that wholesale price. So keep that in mind. Last but definitely not least, what's so kind of great, something that you can leverage when you're a very small food producing business, when you're a family operation and you're a small niche or you got a small unique item, is the story behind how you made it. How did you come up with the recipe? Some of the biggest, let me put it to you this way, some of the smallest family businesses that have been bought by very large brands have been bought based upon not only the product, but the story behind it. And I'll do a video about that. I'll even give you examples of companies that have been purchased. These are small family businesses that have been sold for ridiculous amounts of money to Kraft Foods, Nabisco, and so on and so on. And they buy up these small family businesses because of the story. So it makes a big difference. And just take a moment, think about it, get creative, and say, you know what, this recipe was inspired by, you know, I wanted to feed my kids healthier organic snacks, and then I came up with this idea. Those types of stories are really crucial to selling it to a buyer, okay? So with that being said, take a look at these images here. I'll leave them up here for a couple minutes. You can take a look. I'm gonna pop up maybe two or three. And these are actually great examples of sell sheets that you can take a look at. And these are specifically for food. Remember, the concept of a sell sheet can be utilized for any type of product, anything on the planet, even from a car to selling t-shirts or shoes, it doesn't matter. But these are specifically set up for food products. So take a look at them. Pretty well made. And some of them are very simple. Some of them are more detailed. But definitely something that you could do yourself. Use it as an example. And then take a look at, like I said, if you're not good at doing photography, have someone take the photos for you. If you want to contract out different things, even maybe have a graphic designer lay it out for you, that's perfectly fine. It is an investment. So once you have it made, you're done. You don't have to keep making it over and over. Say, okay, so with that being said, I'll wrap up the video. I like to keep it short and sweet and to the point. And if the video was helpful, as always, please do give me a big thumbs up. I appreciate you guys' support, and thank you guys for subscribing. And if you know any family or friends who could benefit from my amazing channel, please let them know about it, and I'll see you guys on the next video.